Isn't this a sports show?
Rudy, can you please be, can you be the reporter, as you're uniquely qualified to be?
Sure.
Can you be the reporter asking me about the events that were happening at late night as Snoop Dogg was saying curse words, saying naughty words, mm-hmm. and having a money gun and stripper poles?
Almost entirely.
Mr. Jeff Long, sir, how could you allow these atrocious acts to happen?
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Atrocious acts. What atrocious acts are you referring to?
The children were scarred.
In
sir.
What regard? In what way? Excuse you. What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Joshua Briscoe with an E.
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
I want your boss's business card. I'm going to make a phone call. I'm Jeff Bleepin' Long. I'm the athletic director at the University of Kansas. You will not question my judgment. You will not. You will do no such thing. You know where you're going to have to go? Miles away from you. You're going to have miles to go. On ESPN Plus, I'm Jeff Long.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
On Wednesday, we vowed to be a little bit better at keeping an eye on the Twitch and Facebook and YouTube comments over the course of the show. It's one of the things that makes this show very unique in the grand scheme of sports talk radio. It's also, most importantly, one of the best ways that we have to be able to hear from our beloved, very, very, very strange audience who we love so much. And so I will start off today's show with a comment from Iced Pyro in the Twitch with simply, Friday show, what? That's right, baby! Almost Entirely Sports, almost to the weekend. We've got Friday Almost Entirely Sports is back. And now you may say, all right, Mick Schaefer at 9, right? That's what you guys do on Fridays. And you would be wrong. It's not Mick's fault. I just didn't ask him. Not because I'm not inviting Mick back, but because this is our only Friday show still. Like, this is our last Friday show in 2021. And eventually we're going to get to a point where we all get in that groove again. And I thought, you know what? Let's give Mick the rest of the year. And then at 12:01 a.m. on January 1st, I'll make sure we get our Mick Fridays back, which is MC Fridays, actually. Like, it was sold by the company with the Golden Arches.
I was going to mention that when you're like, Friday shows. I'm like, well,
kind of. We're doing it Almost Entirely Sports on a Friday. It's just that one of our Friday staples isn't
well, but
back
also,
yet.
It's the fact that we both are on, well, I'm on vacation every Friday the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think.
And I don't know if you are as well. You might be here for maybe one of those Fridays. I don't think so.
There are we are not going. Neither you or I are going to be here on any of the remaining Fridays through 2021.
Yeah, I
so that's what I'm saying. This is
a burn.
This is our only.
Getting them out.
This is our last AES, our last Friday AES of 2021. And then at 12:01 a.m., I'll text Mick and make sure we get our schedule synced back up again. But
yeah, in theory, because normally KU doesn't play on a Friday, there'll probably be a Friday game, but normally they don't. Friday should be free.
We're going to have high school football's gone, so AES on Fridays is back.
And, like, there's bowl season, but bowl season is coinciding with our vacation, so it doesn't really matter.
It's just holidays.
Like, yeah.
Just lots of holidays. But the real extra little feather in our cap tonight is that we will have our usual Friday football guest, Matt Verderam of Fansided. We'll talk to him at 9 tonight. And I would say maybe the millennial Mick Schaefer, Sterling Holmes will join us at 8. I think those two have some pretty similar sort of just suburb pool party energy, both Sterling and Mick.
The difference is Mick has like a little bit of that. He still has some of that normal, like he's just a guy's guy in him, right? Like he's from a country town like me.
Sterling loves a Bush Light though, you know? He's got his anchors.
Sterling's fake country.
No, that's true.
Sterling thinks he's one of us. He's not.
No, I don't think he does. Sterling wears a suit to radio sometimes. I think Sterling knows that
Mick wears,
he's a one percenter.
Mick literally wears his swim trunks at least like three of the last five times I've seen him.
Yeah, absolutely. Even in December, you'd think that's not very economical. Doesn't matter. It's Mick.
I think Mick would be insulted by this.
He does, what, being that similar to Sterling?
Yeah.
No, I'm doing the Pokemon evolution thing again, where I'm saying that Mick is Charizard and Sterling is Charmeleon. You know, I don't know who Charmander is in this one. I haven't gotten that far. But I'm saying that Sterling is really trying very hard to be Mick when he grows up, basically. He's on a good path for that. So we'll talk to Sterling at 8, Matt Verderam at 9, and we'll get ready for Chiefs Broncos over the whole show today.
This is even better. So Mick is Pikachu, and Sterling is Mimikyu, and he just really wants to be Pikachu. But
wow.
Let's be honest, he just can't. He just doesn't got it.
Wow.
And I like Sterling, but he's no Mick.
No, but
if you look underneath that costume, oh boy, is it terrifying.
But Charmeleon's no Charizard, though. We've been through this.
But again, it's not. It's just its own. It's the same evolution line. Now, what I'm saying is these are two different,
totally
things.
Different. Creatures.
One wants to be like the other, but just can't.
I mean, it's pretty good. I don't know. We can, next time we talk to Mick, let's see how he feels about the Sterling comparison. I'm saying Sterling has a Mick Schaefer poster on his wall, which might play into your thing there, Rudy, of him being Mimikyu.
Like, I don't think Charmeleon necessarily, fawns over Charizard because it knows
it's going to get there.
It knows that's the path.
Mm-hmm.
Mimikyu just wants something it can never have.
But we also like Mimikyu. It's just not Pikachu, you know? That's fair. I think that's reasonable. I think Sterling would admit to as much. So we'll talk to him at 8, and Verderam will join us at 9 to talk about everything that happened in football last week, what we expect from football this week, where the Chiefs stand currently, and we'll sort through all of that. Plus, we have a couple of things from the Chiefs front, both in press conferences from the last few days, and also, of course, just looking ahead to Chiefs Raiders. I said Broncos earlier also, I think. I think I said get ready for Chiefs Broncos. I know they're playing the Raiders shortly. I did not think they were playing the Broncos this week.
They will play the Broncos again.
Just not Sunday.
We're just looking ahead to the future. You know why? Because we don't care about the Raiders.
Wow, we're overlooking the Raiders and the Chargers, and I think the Steelers and Bengals.
Have you seen the Steelers play?
I have, actually. I watched the first half of that game last night.
I'm sorry.
I gave myself until halftime, and at halftime it was over. I almost even, tweeted out. I actually had the whole tweet typed up, and I was like, this is just not worth it, and I just let it go. Sometimes I got to do that. Sometimes you got to hit don't save draft, you know? And I had typed up something around halftime along the lines of, if the Vikings Viking this, it'll be the Vikingest Vikings the Vikings have ever Vikinged. And I didn't send it. You might think, why, Josh? That was a masterpiece. Everyone deserved to see that. And I would say, thank you. You're right. I agree. But I didn't even send it. It's like, well, this game is over. So I went and did, I don't remember, something else during the third quarter, and I checked my phone I don't know, halfway into the fourth quarter or whatever it was, and it was like, the Pittsburgh Steelers have scored 20-something unanswered points. And now it's a two-score game. And so I turned it on to see them score again, and then most importantly to watch Chase Claypool get a first down with the clock running at the end of the game, do a little point, have the ball knocked out of his hand by either a Viking or his teammate. It's hard to tell. He got mad at his teammate, and ultimately the Steelers had, I think, one more play after that, and it didn't do anything. So, peak comedy. I'll tell you what, the two primetime weekday games this week have had an incredibly good comedic value. Because I'm not sure either of them were terribly pleasurable football watches, but Bills-Patriots, you were like, well, I'm watching something that I may literally never see again in this sport for the rest of my life. And then on Thursday, it was, oh my goodness, Big Ben is toast. The Steelers defense is terrible. Wow, this storied franchise is genuinely unwatchable right now. And the Vikings, who just lost to the Lions, are curb stomping the Steelers, who tied with the Lions. And wow, what a time to be alive. What a fun first half of just sort of lopsided bull bleep. At least, funny. Not good football, but funny. And then you come back, and the Vikings Viking, and the Steelers still can't make the comeback.
I was kind of hoping the Lions would not win a game.
Oh, I was rooting for the Lions so hard against the Vikings, man. It's perfect.
Yeah, but at the same time, that is not the worst team in the NFL. Like the Lions are at least like somewhat like feisty, right?
Oh, they're the best 0-10-1 team of all time.
Yeah,
I'll say
they've got they're obviously not good.
They lack talent.
But there is like this continued effort there, whereas like most teams of that talent, like who struggle like that, like the Texans and those teams, they just give up. They're just done, right?
Dan Campbell's getting another year.
Yeah.
David Coley might not.
Well,
the Texans.
Have you seen those special teams though?
The Texans are choosing to play Davis Mills at quarterback.
The future.
They're really sticking their neck out there.
I was about to say, have you seen that neck?
No, I haven't. I don't know what's so funny. I just had a regular phrase that lots of people say about risky behaviors. And then we're also at this point on the Chiefs front. And again, I'm going to bring you some audio from the last couple days. And we have 3 hours. So you would think that at some point I'll successfully do it. And I think really... I'm going to get you at least a couple of those in the first. I think we're going to get at least... I've got one clip that I think is interesting, one that I think is funny, and one that I think is one of those things that is just... I have a interesting, a funny, and a weird. Those are my three Chiefs audio clips that I will offer for you that we'll hopefully get to today. One per hour feels like a clip that even I could keep up with. Even though we around here are famously horrific at actually following up on the audio clips we promise.
The one thing is, I know in at least one of these clips, a Mr. Briscoe asked a question. So yeah. I'm pretty confident we will get to him because we love a Mr. Briscoe on this show.
We love it whenever Mr. Briscoe asks questions. That's true. And please, Mr. Briscoe is my father. You can call me His Highness. Or Your Highness, if you're addressing me directly. I would prefer you didn't.
I'm playing your father in fantasy football this weekend.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Last time we faced against each other was a wild 76-66 victory by me.
Oh. We're not going to talk about our fantasy teams in this first segment of the show today. We'll do it in the second segment. But
I'm playing your dad.
I've had some stinkers. Well, the interesting thing about that, Rudy, is that if you win, actually, you become my dad. So, it's a lot riding on that one. I don't know why you guys agreed
witty,
on that.
But I have a tomato in my mouth. A little cherry tomato.
Okay. So let's pause.
I'm coming in hot today. Okay, I was at an event.
I haven't had
time to eat.
No, Rudy's been working.
So I've got a lovely salad here from Hen House.
Important.
Fantastic.
Important clarification.
So I'll switch it over.
What kind of salad is it? What is that, some cheese on there? You got some cheddar cheese on there?
It is called the chicken tortilla salad.
Oh, those are tortilla strips.
Yeah, very good. Chicken.
I like
cheese,
a chicken tortilla salad.
Some, little baby tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, whatever they're called, and some lettuce.
It's
very crisp lettuce, too. Hen House does not mess around with their vegetables.
So
it is fresh.
It looks great. It looks like a great salad. Why don't you give us a bite? Wow! What a crisp salad! Why can't this show get food sponsors? We do such a good job of talking about food. Arguably a better job than we do talking about sports.
I don't think it's arguable.
It's not.
It's just a fact.
We talk about sports because it's what we're supposed to do. We talk about food because it's what we love to do. Give us money to talk about how crunchy your salad is.
Boy, I love a good salad. Salads are an underrated meal because I've heard a lot of people be like, oh, well, you can't really get full of salad. You're not having the right salad.
No. I think that might be true about a lot of soups. It's not true about salad.
If you get the right salad.
Yeah.
I like salad with some chicken in it, right?
Right.
I like there to be some meat.
Yeah.
Throw in some avocado, maybe an egg. You get the right salad, you are full.
Absolutely. I like to make salads at home. One thing I think I've actually said on the show before that a friend of mine mentioned once, it really opened my eyes. He's like, hey, you know, I think he learned it from somebody else, which I guess how learning usually goes. He's like, we season all of our other food. Why don't we season our salads? So you just throw a little, you know, like get yourself a nice little bed of lettuce. And don't make the dressing do all the work. Put a tiny bit of salt on there, crack some black pepper, maybe a little bit of Italian seasoning mix if you wanted to get it all done in like two or three ingredients there. That livens the whole thing up. Then you can put some toppings on there, your dressing. What I like to do is to do the, you know, nice little bed of lettuce, some salt, pepper, maybe a little bit of Italian seasoning, and then just put an entire Five Guys cheeseburger on top of it. It's the best salad I've ever had.
It's a hamburger salad.
I don't always eat all the lettuce, but sometimes instead of lettuce, I'll do fried potatoes underneath it.
No bread, though, because of the diabetes.
Well, I was just about to say, I was actually just thinking, you know, I might need to start clarifying some of our bits just so people start getting worried. So my mom doesn't message me, and she's like, hey, like, potatoes, like, look, you know, you're doing a good job with your blood sugar and everything, but maybe you should not replace all of the lettuce in your life with potatoes, because potatoes are very high in carbohydrates.
This is a good-looking tomato.
So this is actually what... Go ahead, turn your mic on. Go ahead and pop.
Me to eat it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I can't.
It's good.
I'm having a hard time thinking with that crunching sound in my ears.
It's so crunchy.
I let that go on about 5 seconds longer than I meant for it to because my brain stopped working.
And the tomatoes are so juicy, man.
Whenever you said earlier that you just were having a cherry tomato, what I wanted to clarify is that you were actually eating a salad, because the idea of you just bringing in like one of those little containers of cherry tomatoes and just eating that at the board both of my parents will eat cherry tomatoes. Renee will just eat cherry tomatoes. I don't like cherry tomatoes. I don't like tomatoes that much.
Here's the thing. I don't either. And to me, the idea is insane. If it was these tomatoes, though,
my goodness.
They're that good, man. These ones are that good. I'm not a big tomato person. I tolerate tomatoes. I genuinely like these tomatoes. This is not an ad.
I wish it was.
Definitely wish it was.
Would love for it to be an ad. Would love for it to be a hashtag ad. It's not, though.
Ice Pyro says, spinach salad gang, rise up. I like a
huge
spinach salad.
Huge. Yeah. Absolutely. I generally will go spinach over a salad mix bag, but I'll go back and forth just for kicks.
Yeah, it kind of depends, because, like, lettuce, I can be very picky with lettuce. Because, again, like, I want the lettuce to be, like, I want it to be fresh and crunchy.
Sure.
It, like, if it's not crunchy, if it's just kind of soggy,
yeah,
I'm just kind of out of it. Like, spinach is obviously not meant to be, like, a crunchy vegetable. You're right.
But
like,
you know, there is a Rubicon that spinach can be, for can sure. pass at some point.
Oh, for sure. I just mean, like, but, like, that's where it's, like, spinach generally, like, if I buy, right, it's the same if you go to a store, you get one of those bags. Like,
yeah.
The spinach is probably always going to be good. The lettuce can be very hit or miss.
Yeah.
My experience is, at the very least, with Hen House, with their pre-made salads. I've never had that happen. Very good.
Would love for this to be a commercial for Hannah.
They also have a new, like, baked mac and cheese, and they have a various flavors, like a buffalo one, like a Mexican flavored one. Whew.
Oh man, that sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good. Anyway,
Claude says, "What have I tuned into?"
Josh, welcome back,
you
Claude.
Put that on the radio.
I think Rudy put that sound in everyone's ear, and I just didn't yell over it. Do you know what Ice Pyro is saying about Lord of the Rings there? We need Beards back for that. I don't even know how to pronounce that character's name. Denethor? Denethor? Rudy's chewing. I had a Chiefs Raiders point, but I started the show by talking about they were going to get to the Chiefs Broncos game coming up. If someone's listening to their podcast feed and heard me say that, they would think that they accidentally listened to last week's episode. No podcast listener even is getting to this point because they turned it off whenever I said we'll get to the upcoming Chiefs Broncos game.
They thought it was an old episode. A nice pyro. Yeah, here's I think the show grew in a lot of ways when we lost Beards.
Yeah,
our Lord of the Rings knowledge was not one of those areas. I don't really know who this dude is.
If you type Denethor into Google, the first autocomplete is Denethor Tomato.
Okay.
Oh, there's a loop of 10 hours of Denethor eating cherry tomato. I don't remember. I've seen all the Lord of the Rings movies. I read The Hobbit.
Is this the king dude? I think this is the king.
Oh, gross. Oh, it's nasty. It's bad.
I'm pretty sure this is the king of of some town they find, of a village, whatever you want to call it, castle, in like the second movie, maybe? I feel like I know who this dude is.
He eats the cherry tomato and he halves it, and so just juice gets everywhere.
Oh, you can't do that.
It's
a small tomato. Eat the whole thing. I mean, people back in the day, the way they used to eat, vicious.
Boy, I don't
care
like
for
this
hygiene.
This is going to do my algorithms.
That's the thing that always gets me. Anytime I've watched any show that is any sort of medieval, setting.
Yeah.
There's always a scene, obviously. I mean, multiple scenes of people eating.
Yeah.
And it is just disgusting.
Everyone eats like Cookie Monster.
Yeah. It's the worst. Nobody uses a fork. It's just ripping meat apart.
And their hands have dookie on them because they don't know about soap yet.
Terrible.
So, you know what I just realized? I think that if Google is listening, and they always are, I'd like to offer a suggestion. And you can't have it for free. This is my intellectual property, but I will sell it to you for a very reasonable price or a certain amount of stocks in Alphabet. But I've Googled Denethor eating a cherry tomato or whatever and then watched the YouTube video of it. And I would just love, I know you can go into, you can go back into your history and you can clear your history or, delete something from your
clear history,
whatever. Right. And there's no shame here. You live in your truth. But here's the thing. I want Google to know. Google needs an I'm not into that button. And I'm not even saying whatever it means to you is what it means to you. But I don't need a lot of niche Lord of the Rings references. I respect Lord of the Rings. Listen, I have a lot of nerd friends, okay? I'm not nerd-cist. I have a lot of nerd friends. A lot of them love Lord of the Rings, okay?
Yeah, that's what they all say.
But I don't need a bunch of Lord of the Rings things polluting my very carefully curated YouTube homepage, which is just still Among Us VODs from Twitch games from years ago, a year ago.
See about that virtual reality thing?
No, what?
Oh,
hold on. Let me land. Hold on.
Okay.
Put a pin in that. So I just want to get the I'm not into that button off the ground. I don't need more Denethor or whatever his name is from Lord of the Rings. I don't need any more tomatoes. And I don't need videos of other people eating tomatoes. There is nothing about that search term that I want to see again. It was purely to figure out what a Twitch comment meant. And so
it's going to follow you for the rest of your life.
It's in my algorithm forever.
For life.
My Instagram 20 ads.
20 years from now, you're going to get just like a photo that pops up of a dude eating a tomato.
Yes.
Out of nowhere.
Yes.
It's going to ruin your day.
Or worse, something about Lord of the Rings. I just want to be able to tell Google, don't give me any more of that. Because my Instagram ads at this point are surgical.
I screenshotted two of them today.
Today.
Because they're good. And it terrifies me. And I love it. And I hate it all at the same time.
This is from Good Tweets Ted on Twitter. I know you're not a movie guy. I am a movie guy. Wait, this is from 27 minutes ago. Is this unrelated? Oh my God, it is. This is unrelated.
Before the show started.
This is from before the show began.
Oh, my goodness.
He said, I know you're not a movie guy, but Fellowship of the Rings 20th anniversary is next week. So if you have time, please check on me in the old folks' home. I'm just going to tweet back at him and just tell him not to listen to the first 30 minutes of the show today.
How is that even possible?
Because on this day in 2013, because the internet came out, the Childish Gambino album.
Such a good album.
Such a good album. One of my favorites of all time.
One of my top five.
It is a top five desert island.
Yeah.
Deserted island album for me.
Also desert.
Either one, yeah. Desert, deserted island. I never know which one to go with. But I tweeted about that and said, because the internet is 8 years old, then I am an ancient, dying, old man with one foot in the grave, which is how I feel, knowing that album is 8 years old. And apparently,
I was 23 when that album came out. I just moved to Kentucky when that album came out.
See, that's the thing. You start doing that. Yeah. Think about where you were when all these things were happening.
I legit remember, like, driving down, I forget what the street was called, and pulling into Subway to go pick up my sandwich. Like, it was, like, the first time that I was, like, listening to the album. Like, that was part of my experience with that album. And Kentucky.
I'll give a audio medium cross promotion, Dissected, which is a Spotify Studios deep dive.
That, so.
It's great. So they do seasons on albums, and they did a Because the Internet season. And if you even like the album, much less if you love that album, you should listen to that. Each episode is about a song or a track, and some of them are, I guess, doubled if it's like a little interlude or whatever. It's fabulous, though. Good.
I've got a whole thing now where it's basically just my... there's this app called Todoist. Great app.
I've heard of that.
It's a very good, like, it's essentially the Reminders app, right? Like, for Apple's Reminders app, but it's, like, just better. It's like, you can create projects, whatever. Essentially, I have a project that is just a recommendation. Books,
yes.
Movies,
yep.
Podcasts.
So yep.
Give me the name of it again one more time.
Dissected. Sid?
Dissected.
I think it's Dissected.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm, like, 99% confident you're right.
It's just Dissect.
But yeah, like
it's just Dissect, everybody. Just so you all know.
But yeah, it is a very good app. So yeah, if you're somebody who's very much into just organizing everything about your life, which I very much am, Todoist is fantastic. And also, like, you can create a template. You have to pay for it to be the one to share it. But in theory, I could create a template. I pay $4 a month or $5 a month for it because I just think it's great. And then I can share it to you, but you don't have to pay for it to access that. You can have the free version. You just need somebody who has the paid version.
Put a reminder for yourself in Todoist to add Todoist to your shot clock reviews.
Ooh.
We need to do shot clock reviews soon because we keep accidentally doing impromptu shot clock reviews.
I've got at this point plenty of stuff. It's just remembering to put them in there.
We got an app for that.
Yeah.
Aspen said, I would love an I'm not into that button. Google decided to start sending me random basketball score updates. I don't even watch the NBA. That might be our fault. I went in because I just got the new iPhone 13 Pro with three cameras.
It's good.
It seems good so far.
Phone.
I've enjoyed it. But so I was going through and I was still rocking the XS Max, which also was still a good phone until literally yesterday. Like, no complaints. But I was going through a bunch of, like, settings and, you know, seeing, are there any apps that I don't actually want to carry over to the new phone or whatever? And I ended up in the Google app and just seeing, like, notification settings. And some of the things that it presumes you're interested in based off, like, one search. Like, I had a thing. It was like, all right, yeah, we're pretty sure that you love the Detroit Pistons with all your heart. So we're just going to give you Detroit Pistons score updates.
Nailed it.
All the time. Like, oh, I'm really not. Like, I Googled Cade Cunningham, like, once to see what was going on with him. And you guys were like, all right, just bill this man for the Cade Cunningham jersey we're sending him. It's on the way. We know what size you wear. We know everything about you. We are Google.
I'm waiting for the day. This is a Park and Rex thing where I forget the...
You move the S to the wrong...
Park and Rex?
Yes.
Parks... and wreck.
Yes, that's correct. That's better.
Well, it could also be about a single park and plenty of recreations. You know, tomato, tomato.
Now anyway, I got more tomato stuff in my algorithm. Dang it.
I forget what the company's called, but it's basically Google, right? Where at the end that they give them free internet and everything.
Yeah.
And to win over the town, they literally, everybody in the town gets just a box with their favorite things that they love because they've just collected this from, you know, down.
That's
brilliant. Honestly, I'm just waiting for that. I'm honestly mad that Google has not sent a box of just things that they know I would love to my house.
Yeah.
Like just
bribe me.
Once a year, just do a little PR thing by reading all my data.
Bezos should do this.
And just sending out just things, like five things that I would love.
Bezos could totally change his perception by doing this. And here's where I'm at in this world that we live in with all of our information basically being public and all of that. I just want to be bribed, not robbed.
Yeah.
That's all. You're going to have my info. Let me just... Apps will now have to ask you. Again, new iOS and stuff. Like, we'll be like, hey, this app would like to track you and use all of your information and give you more detailed ads that they'll profit off of. And I usually hit, please don't. But, like, for Instagram, I just went like, yeah, sure. And that means Facebook has my cookies
Grizzle.
Or whatever.
Aspen says it was Grizzle. He's right.
That's
Grizzle,
very good.
That was the Park and Rex.
It also sounds like a fictional dating app. For people who have been through it, you know? Find your grizzled lover.
You've seen some things.
Yeah.
Your husband's in jail right now.
Yeah.
You've seen some things.
That's right. I can't remember where we were going with some of that, which is really surprising. That doesn't happen to us very often.
You said Facebook.
Yeah, just bribe me instead of robbing me. That's all I ask. You want all my information, Jeffrey? Sure. You can have it if you send me some cool stuff for free. Basically, we already make that agreement, though, because I'm like, hey, Apple, you can have all of my... Apple Health, I think, might be in my shot clock review, so I'm doing the thing again. Being able to set up my little blood sugar monitor to send all the stuff to my phone, and I can send all that stuff from my phone into Apple Health, and I can send it to my doctor and have Apple give Apple permission to get all my medical records, but then it makes it really easy for me to go, like, see my last set of lab results or whatever. It's really convenient. They're bribing you with convenience, and we're agreeing to it, you know? Amazon knows everything about me because they can ship me literally anything in the world in 2 days.
Sometimes it's 1 day now.
Yeah.
They're really stepping up their game.
I don't remember what it was, but something I ordered a few days ago. I was like, hey, we can get it to you tonight for $6 extra. And I was like, that's awesome, but no, I don't need it that bad. It was like a candle or something.
I'll save $6 to wait till tomorrow.
Yeah,
but
right.
But also, thank you for the options.
Don't flip the camera on me yet, because I think I might have Christmas gifts in my Amazon gift cart right now. Or shopping cart or whatever. I definitely do. I was trying to figure out what it was that it offered me such an immediate payout for. I think it might have just been coffee. Which I also buy through Amazon now. I bought shampoo and conditioner on Amazon.
I get my shampoo and conditioner from Amazon, partly because
I don't go to the store.
I get kind of a special one that I don't. I'm sure I can find it in a store here. It's not that special.
Put that in your shot clock reviews. I want to hear about your shampoo and conditioner in shot clock
reviews.
But
I don't know where to find it, but I know I can find it on Amazon.
You can find it on Amazon, and then 48 hours later, it's going to be on your doorstep. Yeah.
I'm sure there's a store it's in, but I don't know where.
You expect me to?
I'm not going to walk around each store
drive.
I'm not going to just start going into stores trying to find shampoo and conditioner when I know a place where I can buy it.
No, because it's not the Middle Ages. We have stuff delivered to our door. We eat food like a civilized human being, and we pop the entire cherry tomato into our mouths all at once. And Google already knew that before I even said it out loud.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
The first commandment of Almost Entirely Sports is thou shalt abandon all pre-planned material in favor of the best possible radio show.
It's going to be a big tablet if this is the first one.
Well, we're going to edit it down later. The second commandment is thou shalt respect the nonsense. The third commandment, I think, is thou shalt talk Chiefs when there's any possible reason to.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
We're going to talk Chiefs in just 1 second. My nose has been running for like 2 weeks now.
It's the cold.
It's not. It was like 70 degrees the last couple of days.
It's the cold.
It's not even cold.
The cold's in the air.
It's just December.
The cold is in the air.
It got cold, and then I went to Florida, and I came back and brought sweet weather with me for the most part, and it hasn't really been cold since then. And cold doesn't. I'm going to just keep trying to remind you of this so you don't continue to spread this misinformation, this vile misinformation on this show. Cold does not give you colds.
It's in the name.
I mean, that one's hard for me to come back from, I guess. I believe that the actual Oh, I didn't even realize the Suns and Celtics are playing tonight. I'm wearing a Suns shirt, not to rub it in Beards' face, of course, because he's no longer with us, RIP. And also, the entire Suns are hurt. Weirdly, Chris Paul is like the only dude not on the injury report today.
The young, spry Chris Paul.
Never hurt, never banged up, definitely not 60 years old. No Booker or Ayton tonight, so that might not be a ton of fun.
Still probably better than the Celtics.
Something that also just popped up on my Twitter timeline here that I forgot to mention to you because you forwarded me an email about this, Rudy.
Yes, I forgot that I forwarded you this. I meant to ask, mention it to you.
I signed up to be notified.
I did too.
Are we going to get in on the NFL equivalent of Top Shot? I can't remember what it's called. It should just be called Top Shot.
Yeah, I don't know if I can fully...
It should be called Headshot, 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
I don't know if I can fully get into it, but I also feel like I have to buy, like, a pack if I'm able to buy a pack.
That's kind of how I feel.
Like, the chance of owning a Patrick Mahomes moment feels too good to pass up.
Yeah, and, you know, and by owning a Patrick Mahomes moment, you mean... downloading a YouTube video is basically what you mean.
Owning a moment. It's mine. With that serial number. It's mine. And did you see they have also, like Dapper, the company who owns Top Shot and the new NFL, I forget what it's called, too. They've officially put out, like, a device to display and hang up on your wall. And, again, having a Patrick Mahomes boy would be pretty freaking cool. Again, I don't think I can get fully back into this the way that we were with the NBA, right? I mean... Let me rephrase this. The only way I can is if I get a pack, and in that pack I get that $400, $500 moment, I'm back in for at least another month, right? I'm going hard on this for a month.
One of mine sold.
I know me.
One of my NBA ones sold like a week ago for like $50. I listed it like months ago.
When you put that out there, I'd forgotten all about Top Shot. I saw moments on the market too, apparently.
I were going to trade some Nuggets and Suns.
I need to get on there and just look at my account again at some point. But I feel like if given the opportunity to buy an NFL pack, assuming it's a $7 or $8 pack, right?
Yeah.
If it's $100, whatever, of course, I'm out. No, I'm good. If it's like a normal $7, $8 pack, I feel like I should buy one.
That's kind of where I'm at also. And it's show content.
Yeah.
And
it's also, it's the NFL. And again, it's having a Patrick Mahomes moment. Cause like,
we're a Patrick Mahomes moment.
We're NBA fans. Mm-hmm. It's a little different with the Chiefs. It's a little different with Mahomes. It's a little different with Kelsey. It's a little, I want to see Hill giving the peace sign to somebody.
Oh, dude, I would pay a significant amount of money for one of Clyde Edwards-Helaire's touchdown pointing at that dude. Partially because I want the NFL to actively be monetizing off of something they penalized, but also partially just because I think that might be my favorite moment of the NFL season. That's when the NFL it showed its entire face.
Yeah.
For what the taunting rules are.
It was very much similar to when they were throwing flags for big hits, but then also every Sunday you would have the Got Jack segment.
Yep.
And now technically that is not the NFL does not own ESPN. But
the NFL used to sell DVDs
of those moments. So, and again, like the idea of also of like, and I would need to see what Dapper's actually selling their device and like one, how
that
much
is
does
enticing.
It cost? And two, is this a, hey, I can only pick one moment? Because then I lose.
Oh, it's just got to loot through your library. It's got to.
And that's what I'm saying. The preview that they showed only showed one moment. And so, but that doesn't mean, right, that you can't access more. But if it is a situation where you're only allowed one moment for this one thing, then it loses its luster for me. Because I want to be able to upload, like, Chiefs and Nuggets, right? Like a collection of teams that I like.
Right.
And see those highlights. Because then I would totally put that up on my wall. And I don't know if I would ever get into buying packs again, but I could see myself every now and then be like, I'll buy this moment for $7. I'll buy this $3 moment, right? Like, just to add to that. Because that would be kind of cool to me, to see
but
little highlights of players and teams that I root for.
But if it's just a Daniel Jones rushing touchdown and a Jaylen Brown layup.
Or even if it's just a Nikola Jokic dunk on repeat. It's just that one moment. I'm kind of out then, right?
Yeah,
cause
that's a good call.
I want to see all of them.
Ice Pyro on Twitch said I had a runny nose a couple weeks ago and it turned out to be COVID. I had a COVID test
Josh,
yesterday. Josh, yesterday.
Josh, can I talk to you?
Yesterday it came back clean.
Josh.
Yeah, you want, what, you want to go home? I'll go home.
No, last time you had, you thought your symptoms were one thing. It turned out to be something very different. I don't mean to make light of this.
That's a good point.
But maybe we should go get rechecked.
For like 2 months, I was like, I'm pretty thirsty, and I've been peeing a lot, theoretically, because I'm drinking a lot. My body was like, you have diabetes! I was like, it's probably allergies.
I'm just working a lot right now.
I'm just being really busy. I'm just tired. I'm just, you know, I'm staying hydrated. That's probably for the best. Dillard on Twitch said, oof, need a box of Kleenex. How can you use paper towels? I think we talked about this in the post-game show at one point, very late, and I think a post-prime time. Might have been last week. I don't remember. I don't mind blowing my nose with paper towels. I am a violent nose blower, and I know it's going to stand up to the challenge. Is it a little rougher? Sure, but I'm built different. Sorry. Sorry that you all have soft little noses that need to be pampered.
My nose is pretty soft. After a while, I can do it a couple of times, but after a while, my nose starts, it's red, it hurts a little bit. I'm like, I don't like this.
If it was more absorbent, I'd use sandpaper to blow my nose. But paper towels are right in that middle ground. Also, I don't think there's a box of Kleenex anywhere in this building.
There are.
Really?
Yeah.
I might take some.
In the break room above the sink, I think there's like one box left.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't mind.
I mean, I don't mind either. It's fine.
Built different.
All kinds of ASMR tonight.
Yeah, this really is an AESMR hour for sure.
I know what the hours or the podcast title is called.
Yep, that just is what it is, I guess, huh? What if we take a break and I promise to come back and pick one of the Chiefs audio clips from this week? Will that bail out the hour?
No.
No, I agree.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
This show is an oddball, and I love that about it.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
We'll talk about the border war restarting tomorrow. We'll talk about all sorts of Chiefs things. Look ahead to Chiefs Raiders with Sterling Holmes of ESPN Kansas City and the Arrowhead Addict podcast whenever we come back on the other side of this segment starting at 8. And the Nat Verderam will join us at 9 tonight. But I do want to get at least a little bit one of our three clips. We're going to try to stay on this one clip an hour pace and see if we get through all three today. It's not looking great, but we're going to get one in this hour. From the Chiefs' press conferences of this week. This is one of the illustrious questions that I was able to ask out at Chiefs pressers yesterday. I like asking questions to Steve Spagnuolo. He usually says something that he's maybe not exactly supposed to say, which you're going to hear right at the beginning of this one, and then a really good answer for what's behind it. I'm very, very glad for the defense to be playing better for a variety of reasons, but one is that I truly hope that the Chiefs' defense is always good enough for Spags to keep his job, but never so good that he gets another head coaching gig. Just to be totally honest.
Sorry.
What'd you say?
I jumped the gun.
What did you say? Oh, you hit the button?
Yeah.
I thought you said something.
Oh, you thought I was... Oh, man, I could just play this off.
I was looking at you. I was looking away.
Yeah, I always kind of had my finger like hovering over the space bar. You ever just like have your finger on something, you just, for whatever reason, just like reacts kind
sure,
of?
Sure, yeah.
That's what happened.
You had a little finger spasm. So those cherry tomatoes coursing through your veins right now.
The rush.
You've got a rush. You have a cherry tomato rush. So I asked Steve Spagnuolo yesterday about one of the snap counts that were interesting on the defensive side of the ball, because with Rashad Fenton out with his knee issue, and he could be back for this game coming up tomorrow, or Sunday, which is exciting. But with Fenton out, DeAndre Baker and Mike Hughes had kind of been the next guy up, but it had really been Hughes pretty much this entire year whenever he'd been out there. Baker got more work, though, against the Broncos by a pretty wide margin. So I asked Steve Spagnuolo, what was it that played into DeAndre Baker getting more work than Mike Hughes last weekend?
Well, Mike was dealing with a calf in and out, you know, during the game, and so part of it was that. But Bake, we say it all the time, Tyron and I say it all the time, he's a gamer. Like, he looks just so much better out in game day than sometimes in practice. Of course, practice, he's more doing the scout team, but I was pleased with the way he played. He's another guy that plays aggressive and hard when he gets out there on game day, so that helped us.
Spags finds a way to give a nickname to a guy by just taking one letter off the end of his name. He called him Bake. I didn't even catch that in real time. bake. It's also a good nickname.
It is.
The Hughes calf injury may have been the thing that ended up tilting the scales there. What'll be interesting to see, and if Fenton comes back, it may be a moot point, but it'll be interesting to see if Baker was able to do enough there to actually move himself up one in the hierarchy there amongst those corners. Because I actually think that with some of the up and down stuff we've seen from Hughes, I am at least ready to see Baker get a little bit of a longer look. I also thought it looked like he played pretty well against the Broncos and took advantage of that. I tweeted out the one clip there, or one quote from that clip, of him saying that that Baker can play better than he practices. And I think some people immediately saw that as like a weird thing to say, because either that means that you know maybe you're misevaluating him or he's not practicing well. But I really think that in the context of that full clip, you should probably hear that Spags is saying, hey, you know, and he's playing on the scout team during practices. So I think it makes sense. You're not playing for pick sixes every rep on scout team, I would think. You're trying to do the thing your coaching staff is asking you to do, or replicate the players you're trying to replicate and all of that. So whatever the logic is, though, if he plays well on game days and is able to be one of those guys that I think fits that prototype, you hear some of those buzzwords of him being aggressive and physical and he plays hard and all of that stuff, that ultimately also then fits a physical scheme, a physical prototype that Spags likes, and a pedigree one that Brett Veach loves because he was a former high draft pick that flamed out at his original location, shows up in Kansas City. What can you get out of him? Also on that note, Josh Jackson, who went, I think, one pick ahead of Breland Speaks to the Packers. The Chiefs brought him in and signed him to their practice squad a few weeks ago. Dave Tobe mentioned him and DiCaprio Boodle, undrafted free agent this last draft class, as being the two guys on the practice squad that would be most likely probably to get the call up on game day to replace Chris Lammons. Lamons. Tobe said Lammons, I think. But one of those guys is probably going to get some more special teams work. Maybe they get into the defensive rotation. Just a little tiny thing to keep an eye out for. We'll talk about a lot of other stuff and a lot of Chiefs with Sterling Holmes next.